The Hidden Castle. Long ago, there lived a king who didn't like company. He wanted to live in his castle all by himself, so he sent all his servants away. But that meant he had to do all the jobs with no one to help. He managed the cooking and cleaning quite well, but he didn't like gardening at all. The flowers and plants grew bigger and bigger until they had completely covered the castle and the king couldn't even get out. Luckily, a little rabbit saw what had happened and hopped off to tell the queen, who was on holiday at her sister's. The queen ordered all the servants back to the castle, and soon it was tidied up again. Then she had a royal shed built in the garden, where the king could go whenever he wanted to be by himself. Winsome Witch. Winsome Whittle thinks herself a very modern witch. She never dresses in black, and her cat is, well,
a dog.
So when her broomstick broke, she decided she would replace it with something more modern. The other witches were very surprised when Winsome flew by on a vacuum cleaner. It's much quicker than a broom, and it cleans up better, too, she said. You usually see moths flying at night, trying to find the most brilliant light. Some are too big, others too bright, but one will be just perfectly right. In through the window, and straight to the glow, it's easy to see where the moths want to go. So switch off your light, and soon the moths zoom out into the night by the glow of the moon. Ethan's gift. It was Ethan's mom's birthday, and she said she would like some flowers. So Ethan went to the mill and bought her the biggest sack he could afford with his pocket money and carried it home. Happy birthday, he said, smiling happily. Mum chuckled at Ethan's muddle. I meant flowers for my new vase, not flour for baking, she laughed. Then she had an idea. She invited everyone in the village to a party that afternoon and used the flour to bake an enormous cake. As everyone sang happy birthday to her and all her friends sat with a cup of tea and a delicious slice of cake, Ethan's mom gave him a hug. Thank you for your lovely gift, she said. Without it, I wouldn't have had such a wonderful party. Cobwebs. When Susie Spider spins a web, everybody shakes their head because they think that her silken weaving makes their homes look unappealing. But Wendy Witch just loves the look of cobwebs over all her books and never thinks to use a broom to sweep the cobwebs from her room. The Little Red Hen. On a beautiful farm, there lived many animals and birds. One day, the red hen found a grain of wheat in the farmyard. She asked the other animals and birds on the farm, "Who wants to plant this wheat grain?" The duck, cat, and goose were lazy and quickly refused to do any work. So Little Red Hen planted the grain of wheat. When the wheat was ripe, the Little Red Hen again asked the others, "Who will take this wheat to the mill?" The duck, cat, and goose again ignored the Little Red Hen and continued their work. When it was time to make bread with the flour, the Red Hen did all the work by herself. The duck, cat, and goose stood close thinking that they too would get a share. But the hen refused to give the share and said, I will eat my bread alone, as I did all the work. She called her chicks, and they all had a feast. The Bear and Two Friends. Two friends were traveling together through the forest when an enormous bear came lumbering towards them. Immediately, they ran towards a tree, but one of them tripped and fell. Ignoring him, the other clambered up the tree to safety. The one on the ground held his breath and pretended to be dead. The bear came over and sniffed his face and went. "Gosh, that was very close," said the second friend when he had come down from the tree. "It almost looked as if the bear was talking to you." "Oh, yes," said the first friend. "He bent down and whispered in my ear, and he gave me some very good advice. He told me it was a bad idea to travel with friends who abandon you when you are in danger." Eavesdropping. Long ago, all of the animals in the zoo spoke the same language. That was until Mickey Monkey arrived. Mickey was very nosy and was always listening to everyone's conversations. She would press a glass to the wall so she could hear what the animals next door were saying. Finally, the other animals got really tired of Mickey's nosiness and decided to start talking in their own special code. The lions roared, the elephants trumpeted, the snakes hissed, and the birds cheeped. When Mickey pressed her glass to listen, she couldn't understand a thing. Ever since then, when the animals don't want to be overheard, they know just what to do.
Hunting for treasure. Out on a ship in the deep blue sea sailed a treasure-hunting pirate called Rafferty. Following his map with his sails, mast he traveled to the island of Castanest. At a clear lagoon he finally stopped, and over the bow his anchor he dropped. Peering down, he was surprised to see an octopus guarding a chest carefully. Rafferty wanted the treasure, so he did no more than throw his lunch down to the sea floor. The octopus saw it and licked his lips. He'd eaten some fish and now wanted chips. He crawled off the treasure and over the sand, while Rafferty guided the anchor by hand. Then he pulled up the chest and sailed away. He'd done enough treasure hunting for today. Wise Old Owl. When you hear the familiar hoot-hoot of an owl drift across the forest, there's no need to be afraid. If we tiptoed softly through the wood, we might see a soft light shining out of a hole in the side of a big old tree. And if we peeped inside, we might see Wise Old Owl, comfy in his armchair, reading his favorite book by candlelight. You see, Owl likes to read funny stories most of all, because even sensible wise owls like to be funny sometimes. He stays up all night reading funny stories and jokes, hooting a great laugh at them as he does. Jolly Jelly. It was Amber's birthday, and Megan had made her a special tea with bananas and custard and Amber's favorite, a wobbly strawberry jelly. Megan got the jelly out of the fridge. It was so wobbly it nearly wobbled off the plate. "That was close," said Megan, putting down the plate. But as she turned, her shell knocked it. The jelly wobbled, but the plate didn't fall. Phew. I think I'll move it to the table where it'll be safer. But she didn't see the banana peel on the kitchen floor. Crash! Went Megan. Splat! Went the jelly. Ding dong! Went the doorbell. It was Amber, and Megan had to laugh when she saw that she'd brought a jelly too. Hide and seek. Lacey Pig and her friends were playing hide and seek. They began their game after lunch and didn't stop until dinner time. They all had such fun that once dinner was over and the washing up was done, they all hurried outside to continue their game. The trouble was that Lacey was very good at hiding, but not very good at seeking. Her friends seemed to find such clever places to hide that it always took her such a long, long time to find them. Soon it was quite dark, but Lacey still hadn't found anyone. Her friends giggled as Lacey went back into the house to fetch her flashlight. "I know you're all hiding in there somewhere," Lacey cried, shining her flashlight into the bushes. "I hope she finds us before the batteries in the flashlight run out," whispered Kitty Cat. "Or we'll be out here all night." "Can you help Lacey find her friends in the picture?" The Magic Acorn. Willow was playing in the forest at the end of her garden when a strange noise caught her attention. So she followed it to an old oak tree. Willow couldn't believe her eyes. There in the tree, in its nooks and crannies, were lots of tiny trolls with pointy ears and spiky hair. "Hello, my name's Willow," she said. "Hello, Willow," cried the trolls. "Please, can you help us?" "Of course," replied Willow. "We've lost our magic acorn," said a troll. "Our great-grandfather buried it, but since then, no one has been able to find it." He sighed. "I'm sure it was right here." "It is," Willow giggled, pointing to the oak tree. "It's grown into a tree. It takes time to grow, but that's what happens when you plant acorns." The trolls cheered. "Now we'll have lots of magic acorns. Thank you, Willow." A surprise party. It was Candy Crab's birthday, so her friend Julia Fish decided to throw her a surprise party. Candy was thrilled. Lots of guests arrived with lovely presents for her. She felt very lucky. Everyone was having fun and laughing until a terrifying shape loomed into view. "Look out, it's a shark!" shrieked one of the guests, and they all gasped as the scary creature swam closer and closer. But instead of gobbling them all up, the shark smiled. "Happy birthday!" came a muffled but familiar voice from the shark. It was Davy Dolphin. He'd made himself a fancy dress shark outfit, especially for the party. Candy began to laugh. "Well, it is a surprise party," she chuckled, "and that was the biggest surprise of all."
The dinner guest. Mr. Wolf was the great-grandson of the big bad wolf, who had huffed and puffed and blown down the houses of the little pigs all that time ago. He had invited Hammond Pig for dinner, But Hammond soon became suspicious when he saw only one place was set at the table. With some quick thinking, Hammond outwitted that sneaky wolf. He suggested that they play a game of blind man's buff before dinner, and as soon as the wolf's eyes were covered with a blindfold, Hammond ran as fast as his trotters would carry him. He ran right out of the wolf's front door, and he didn't stop until he was over the hill and far, far away. Of course, Mr. Wolf hadn't realized that Hammond was the great-grandson of the clever third little pig, the one who built his house with bricks. Warren's Wiggly Carrot. It was Warren's birthday, and he was very excited when his brother passed him a big red box tied up with ribbon. "Happy birthday, Warren," he grinned. Warren carefully unwrapped the gift, but was a little disappointed to find a carrot inside. Just then, the carrot wriggled out of the box and onto the floor. Surprised, Warren went to grab it, but the carrot wriggled away again. He chased it all around the room. Finally, the carrot began to slow down, so Warren hid behind the red box, then pounced on it. "Got you!" He grabbed the carrot. To his surprise, there was a silver key sticking out of its side. "It's a clockwork carrot," laughed his brother. 4 weeks after that, Warren had lots of fun playing tricks on his friends using the clever clockwork carrot. Autumn leaves. Isn't it strange when the leaves start to change and they are green no more? I think the trees must get cold when the leaves turn to gold and flutter right down to the floor. One special day. Hope Caterpillar and Faith Fairy were best friends. Every day, Faith visited Hope on her flower and told her about all the adventures she'd had flying around the forest. "I wish I could fly too," said Hope sadly. She hated being left behind. Then Faith told her something amazing. "One day you will be able to." Hope waited excitedly for that special day to come. Eventually, after a long sleep, it happened. Hope woke up and stretched her wings for the first time. Finally, Hope and Faith could fly around the forest together. Rita's new umbrella. It was pouring with rain outside, but Rita was happy. She had been given a new umbrella for her birthday, and she couldn't wait to use it. So she put on her yellow boots and hat, picked up her new umbrella, and walked out into the pouring rain. Poor old Mr. Tortoise was outside her front door, trying to shelter from the downpour. "I wish I had an umbrella too," he grumbled. "But you do," Rita giggled as she gently tapped his shell. "You are quite right." "Silly me," said Mr. Tortoise, cheering up and tucking his head inside his shell to keep dry. The key. Seb loved quests, mysteries, and riddles. He lived with his grandpa, who was always setting him exciting mysteries to solve. So on his birthday, when Seb woke up and found a golden key and a photo of a box next to his bed, he knew another mystery had begun. Seb wandered downstairs. Grandpa was nowhere to be found. But there on the kitchen table was the box from the photo.
Seb tried his key in the lock and the box opened. Inside was another key and a photo of Seb's garage door. Excitedly, Seb hurried outside and tried the key in the garage door. It opened! Surprise! Cried Seb's grandpa, who was standing next to a brand new bike. Happy birthday, Seb! Seb grinned. It was the best mystery so far. Hungry Georgia. Georgia giraffe loves to eat leaves. She munches all day with her long neck high up in the green canopy above the ground. Yummy, she said as she chomped another mouthful of leaves. The greenest, tastiest ones at the top of the tree were her favorite. Georgia stretched even higher. Sticking out her long tongue, she grasped the highest branch she could and was about to munch the leaves when squawk! Pella Parrot flapped his wings and ruffled his green tail feathers. That's my tail, not a leaf. I'm so sorry, said Georgia, blushing. From then on, she always looked before she munched. Blustery day. It was a rainy day, so Brooke put up her umbrella. Gosh, it's so very windy too, she called to Mr. Bluebird, who was struggling to fly straight against the wind. Just then a huge gust of wind caught Brooke's umbrella and swept her off the ground. Oh my, she cried as she was lifted up and up towards the clouds. Hold tight, cried Mr. Bluebird. Finally, the wind died down and to Brooke's relief, she began to float back to the ground. She put her umbrella away. I think I'd rather get wet than go flying again, she giggled. Flying home. The leaves had begun to turn golden and the weather was growing cold. It was time for Jeff and Gina Duck to fly south for the winter. It was a long journey to the sunny land they were heading to. They had left early to avoid big flocks of birds, but now Gina was getting a little tired of Jeff's games. I spy with my little eye something beginning with, said Jeff. Gina sighed. Jeff always picked C for cloud. A for alien, quacked Jeff in surprise as two little Martians zoomed past on their way back to Mars. It looks like we're not the only ones on a long journey, giggled Gina as the Martians waved to them.
The Anywhere Sign. Fairy Tale Land is an enormous place, filled with many kingdoms, castles, and caves. And there are more rivers and mountains, fields and forests than anyone can count. Even the fairy tale folk who live there sometimes get lost, and visitors have been known to wander around for years and years. So, to help lost travelers, the fairies have put up a magical signpost, the Anywhere Sign. If you get lost in Fairy Tale Land and come across the signpost, just say the name of the place you are looking for and the Anywhere Sign will spin around and point you in the right direction. Of course, you still have to find the Anywhere Sign first. Mischievous Marvin. Marvin was a cheeky little monkey who loved to play tricks on the other animals. One day, he saw Aaron Elephant coming along the path towards him and, chuckling, Marvin quickly lay down on the ground.
He planned to jump up and scare Aaron when he came over to see what was the matter. But he forgot that Aaron was very short-sighted. Aaron didn't even notice Marvin until he was almost upon him. Then oops. Aaron tripped, landing right on top of him. "Ouch!" shrieked Marvin. "Help! Get off me!" "Sorry," said Aaron, helping Marvin up with his trunk. Luckily, Marvin wasn't hurt, but he never tried that trick again. Rainy days. I love to watch the raindrops fall. Some drops are large, some drops are small. Some trickle down the window pane, others make puddles in the lane. I love the puddles. They're so much fun. I like to splash and jump in them. I love to play out in the rain. I hope it soon comes back again. The Stargazing Mouse. Monty Mouse is a keen stargazer. He sits outside his mouse hole every night looking at the stars through his telescope. One night, his friend Charlie Caterpillar came along. "They're the man in the moon, you know," he said. But Charlie often teased him, so Monty thought it was one of Charlie's jokes. Monty ignored his friend and looked back through his telescope. He couldn't believe what he saw. The moon had smiled and winked at him. Monty smiled and waved back. "There is a man in the moon," Monty gasped. The Snorosaurus. Sam and Stu Ankylosaurus were playing in the forest. They ran in and out of the trees and hid behind bushes, springing out to scare one another and having a great time, until the brothers realized they were lost.
They were wandering around, hoping to find their way, when they came upon a cave.
Peeping inside, they saw a huge T-Rex, fast asleep and snoring loudly.
"Doesn't he look funny?" giggled Stu.
"He's more like a Snorosaurus than a Tyrannosaurus." The boys' laughter woke up the T-Rex. He wasn't happy at being woken up, and he growled. The brothers ran off through the forest. They ran and ran, but still they could hear the T-Rex crashing along in hot pursuit behind them. Suddenly, the bushes rustled beside them. The boys yelped in fright.
"There you are. I've been worried about you too."
It was their mom. Just then, the T-Rex came storming up.
"What do you think you're doing, scaring my boys?"
scolded Mrs. Ankylosaurus. The T-Rex turned and skulked back to his cave. Then she turned to Sam and Stu. "And as for you two..." The two little dinosaurs couldn't decide who was scarier, the T-Rex or their mom.
Zachary and the Flowers. Zachary's snake lives at the top of a tree. He loves slithering about among the leaves and dangling from the branches, looking down at the jungle floor and watching what goes on below. One day, he looked down and saw some beautiful flowers growing around the tree. "I wonder what they smell like," he thought. It was a very high tree, and Zachary was too lazy to slither all the way down, so he wrapped his tail around the branch and dangled down. But he was still too far away from the flowers, so he unwrapped his tail a little bit more. Now he could smell them. But they tickled his nose and... Zachary lost his balance and fell out of the tree, squashing the flowers flat. Buzz, buzz, buzzes, grumbled Mr. Bee, who had been sitting on one of the flowers. He angrily chased poor Zachary all the way back up the tree again. Zachary decided it was best to admire flowers from the safety of his tree after all. The Wandering Prince. Prince Lance was riding back to his palace when a dog limped onto the forest path. Get out of my way, you old flea-bitten mutt, the prince bellowed. The poor dog hobbled aside as the prince trotted past. A wise wizard was nearby and heard this. He was cross with the prince for his unkindness, so he cast a spell to teach him a lesson. Soon enough, the palace appeared on the horizon and the prince galloped towards it. But he got no closer. The prince's horse became tired and stopped, refusing to move. Just then, a strong stallion trotted along the path. Carry me to the palace, the prince ordered the stallion. Why should I? You did not help the dog, and just look at your poor horse. The stallion disappeared into the forest.
As Prince Lance sat down feeling sorry for himself, he saw a ladybug on a rock. Absent-mindedly, he picked it up and placed it on a flower.
He didn't notice, but the palace seemed to move a little closer. He was hungry and had only an apple in his pocket. He looked at his exhausted horse and felt sorry for it. He gave it the last of his own water and the apple. Again, the palace seemed closer again. Finally, the dog reappeared. It was almost dark, and the prince beckoned the dog over. He noticed a thorn in its paw and gently pulled it out. The dog barked a thank you and disappeared. When the wizard saw these acts of kindness, he undid the spell, and Prince Lance found himself at the palace gates. He had no idea what had happened, but he was very pleased to be home at last. And from that day on, he changed his selfish ways. A birthday surprise. Mike Mouse was throwing a surprise party for his best friend, Emily. He made lots of cakes and sandwiches, and then he began blowing up balloons to decorate the room. Mike was tying a knot in the end of a balloon when a knock on the door startled him. He lost his grip on the knot, and before he knew it, he was zooming around the room as the air whooshed out of the balloon. The door opened and in walked Emily. Surprise! Laughed Mike, as he shot past in a blustery gust.